there are 20 rules in formulating questions which you can't violate. If you do, then the test is no good. The questions can't build up or be more than 15 words. A bad question would be, did you go out onto the tanker's blood-red deck to look at the oil-black oil and the blue of the stinking cloud as it gathered and hung low over the scene? If a person has been accused of intoxication or pollution, then the questions are going to be, did you smoke the opium? Did you snort the cocaine? Guzzle the vodka? Are you the captain of the tanker? Is the third mate's knowledge of navigation as shaky as his eyesight is poor? Does the third mate believe your hearing is as dull as your thirst is great? Predictions of the future. Do you intend to open an opium den on the wreck? What nationality will the officials you pay off be? Will the customers be? Questions that have specific purposes for the validity of the test. Is your first name Terry? Is today Monday? Tuesday? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Are the lights on in this room? All staff in the Research and Development Department of the Polygraph Company had become suspicious. So a person can make a bad question. We also have questions that are designed to test whether the examinee trusts the examiner's word that no surprise questions will be asked.
Do you understand that I'm not going to ask any trick or surprise questions?
And questions related to the crime, but not the crime itself.
Did you hear the oil going glug, glug, glug? and evidence connecting questions. Do you know where the oil is now? The opium? Cocaine? The vodka? Questions are dictated by the narrative that the agency believes to be true. Are you the person responsible for the low, blue, stinking cloud?